Back in March, Kingsley residents packed the village hall to talk about medical marijuana. Many of them, like Gay Travis, liked Theracan's promise of 100 new jobs.
I look at plants in my garden. Medical marijuana or marijuana is just a plant.
After a lengthy debate, the village council approved new rules that would allow Theracan to go forward with its plans. But now?
We had to make a business decision. At this point in time, it's just not going to be Kingsley, unfortunately.
That's Richard Goodman, Theracan's president of U.S. operations. He says Kingsley just took too long to make a decision. It has scaled back its $20 million facility, says Goodman. And instead of acting as a sort of landlord for local marijuana growers, Theracan now wants to do all the growing itself.
You run into a lot of different issues when you have competitors at the same site that we didn't feel like it'd be conducive for our efforts.
Mark McKellar sits on Kingsley's Downtown Development Authority board. During the community debate, he was one of Theracan's biggest cheerleaders. But now he can't explain why Theracan backed out.
You know, I'm not really sure. It sounds a little confusing to me. There may be some other issues going on there.
McKellar says Kingsley's rules would allow Theracan to be the sole grower in its facility. And even though it took 8 months for the new rules to pass, they did pass. McKellar says Kingsley has other growers interested in doing business in town. And Richard Goodman says Theracan is looking at 4 other possible sites in Michigan, but he won't say where. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Aaron Selbig.